Do not confuse what you seem to be in the past or in the state of your affairs right now with what you really are. To the real you, the indwelling self, the observer in the depths of your soul, nothing is impossible. Give heed to this dweller. Give her homage and respect and humility. Your body is her temple. Would you surround her with darkness and want and lack and feelings of failure? Refuse to accept these limitations, those feelings of regret, guilt, unworthiness, doubt, self-recrimination. They are but illusions. The universe is all vigor and all health and all abundance. What you seem to be, your past, your current emotions, are but the barest fraction of what you really are. Refuse to think of yourself as a name, as a holder of a job, as a person who resides in a certain town, in a certain country, on a certain date, as a person who has had a certain history. That is what you seem to be. In the solitude of a quiet room, in a shaded glen, on a hillside, in a meadow, or on a crag overlooking the ocean, turn your thoughts in to the real you. Slow your breathing down. Give each of your woes to the self. When the answer comes, accept it with complete confidence. Do not allow negations to steal into your mind like thieves in the night, for they will rob you of your greatest treasures. Close your mind to the darkness, to all lack, to all limitation. Your thoughts are visitors who not merely visit you. They come to plant their seeds, to take root, and make themselves tangible physical things. Bar the door to all self-negation. This is an adventure. The entire power of the universe resides inside you. You can use this tremendous power to fill your life with all the good and all abundance. Let go of the cat of nine tails, which you injure yourself with daily, recriminating yourself over and over. Be done with it. Let go of the ghosts of the past. They are merely ghosts. Be done with them. You are not going that way. Let go of your feelings of smallness. Your indwelling self whispered to your mind the very things you are attempting. Advance forward in the direction of your path, your purpose, and your dreams. And know that they are waiting for you.
To experience more of Tiffany Bird's beautiful writing, please visit her blog at believehopedream.com.